T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mayor Adams is making his first significant announcement on street safety, redesigning 1,000 intersections to make them more pedestrian-friendly.
WCBS reporter Steve Burns is with the mayor today in Brooklyn. He's joining us now. Steve, what kind of changes could we be looking for at these intersections?
Well, guys, there could be all kinds of changes here, looking at traffic calming measures like speed bumps to basically force drivers to take turns slower. The traffic signals could be changed to give pedestrians a bit of a head start, even just expanding the sidewalk outwards to give pedestrians more space and have there be less of a distance they have to cross. We're told these redesigns are going to be happening at 1,000 intersections across the city, some of the intersections where the city has seen the most injuries and deaths over the past few years. For example, just where the mayor spoke at Caton Avenue and Coney Island Avenue in Flatbush, 26 people have been hurt at that intersection just in the last 5 years.
Steve, the city had a tough year last year when it came to traffic injuries and deaths. Any reasons why? Any theories as to why that happened?
Yeah, well, 2021 was a historically bad year for traffic safety in New York. There were 266 deaths on New York City streets. That number had been going down since 2013 when Mayor de Blasio started up Vision Zero, but it went up again in 2020, went up even further in 2021. De Blasio mostly blamed the pandemic. A lot of people chose to drive instead of taking mass transit, and the streets were much emptier, which meant faster cars and more severe injuries. Advocates like Transportation Alternatives say the city could have done a lot more to make things safer and more inviting for people who are walking, biking, taking the bus. Try to entice people to get out of their cars altogether. The other emerging factor here is that our cars are getting bigger. We have bigger SUVs and pickup trucks that are getting a lot more popular, but they're also a lot more dangerous for the people around them.
The other part of the mayor's announcement today was about getting the NYPD more involved with traffic enforcement. What will they be looking out for?
Right, they're going to be doubling down on looking out for failing to yield. Drivers and cyclists need to yield, or in some cases come to a full stop when there's someone crossing the street. They said they'll be on the lookout for that. It is important to note here, even though we did see so many more injuries and deaths on the roads last year, the NYPD's been writing far fewer tickets on moving violations over the last few years. Last year, they wrote about half as many tickets as they did in 2018. The mayor said today he fully believes that traffic enforcement is just as important for cops as any other kind of illegal activity they need to be watching for, and he does expect those numbers to change.
Thanks, Steve. WCBS reporter Steve Burns.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.